Stelling poll, 2018 was the year nanny state masturbators went bananas. By James Stelling poll on December 31, 2018. 2018 was the year the masturbators went postal. Whatever you like to eat, whatever you drink, whatever you enjoy doing in your spare time, the masturbators wanted to slap health warnings on it, make it more expensive or, ideally, regulate it out of existence. All the evidence from the past suggests that none of these draconian measures work. We know, for example, that in the UK all the government's fizzy drink tax did was ruin the taste of popular brands like Lucozade, Ribena and Iron Brew, and in Australia the incidence of smoking actually increased after the health police decided to replace branded packaging with plain packaging and grisly visual health warnings. Here are just a few examples from around the world of nanny statism gone totally insane. Cancer warnings on coffee. Starbucks and other coffee sellers must include cancer warnings, ruled a judge in, where else, Los Angeles, California. A little-known not-for-profit group sued some 90 coffee retailers, including Starbucks, on grounds they were violating a California law requiring companies to warn consumers of chemicals in their products that could cause cancer. One of those chemicals is acrylamide, a byproduct of roasting coffee beans that is present in high levels in brewed coffee. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Elihu Burrell said in a decision dated Wednesday that Starbucks and other companies had failed to show there was no significant risk from a carcinogen produced in the coffee roasting process, court documents showed. Cartoon mascots should be banned on sugary cereals, UK MPs demand. Cartoon or fictional characters, like Tony the Tiger and the Milky Bar Kid, should no longer be used to promote unhealthy food, a group of MPs says. The proposed ban would also mean that film or TV characters like superheroes could no longer appear on such foods. But characters like the Jolly Green Giant could still promote healthy food, the Health Select Committee says. From the Parliamentary Committee report. The next round of the government's childhood obesity plan should include a ban on brand-generated characters or licensed TV and film characters from being used to promote high-fat, sugar and salt products. The plan should also include a commitment to end sponsorship by brands overwhelmingly associated with high-fat, sugar and salt products of sports clubs, venues, youth leagues and tournaments. French baguettes must lose their salt, declares Parliamentary Committee. It's a real public health problem, said Loic Prudhomme, one of a 20-member parliamentary committee looking into the matter. Excessive salt levels are linked to cardiovascular trouble, which in France is the second biggest killer among health problems. Californians attempt to impose cancer warnings on cereals. In the underlying case, Dr. Richard Sowinski alleged the breakfast cereals must have cancer and reproductive health warnings on their packaging because they contained acrylamide, a chemical known to pose health risks and included on the Proposition 65 list of harmful products. But the cereal companies in their petition to appeals court stated that any attempt to include such warnings must be denied because it is preempted by federal law that encourages federal policy objectives to increase Americans' consumption of whole grains. Note, though, that the case was won not on the grounds of commercial freedom but on the dubious grounds that breakfast cereals are somehow good for you. Wine no longer to be displayed after 8 p.m. in Lithuania. Restaurants have also been affected. Wine bottles are no longer allowed to be displayed after 8 p.m. as its labels are considered advertising and patrons have a choice of buying wine by the glass or having it served in a decanter. This is just ridiculous, said Arūnas Starkus, study director at the Sommelier School of Lithuania, calling the new rules simply irrational and naive. European Union bans dark-baked bread. No Tricks Zone reports. I've gotten used to the high levels of regulation here in Europe, and it's gotten tough to surprise me. Yet, EU bureaucrats never fail at finding new ways to do so. The latest pertains to the color of bread. The most recent news on EU regulation is reported, for example, by the Austrian online Wochenblick here, which writes, EU regulation, effective immediately, our bread is not allowed to be too dark. The risk, according to the EU, is acrylamide, a carcinogenic compound that can form on starchy food if the cooking temperature is too high, some studies suggest. European nannies are afraid some people could get sick from eating overly dark bread. UK government to list calorie counts on all restaurant, cafe, takeaway menus. calorie counts will have to be displayed on the menus of all restaurants, cafes and fast food outlets under government plans that have prompted a cabinet row, The Telegraph has learned. The Department of Health will within days unveil plans to display the number of calories in every meal to enable people to make informed and healthy choices for themselves and their family. Confectionery and red meat should come with health warnings, says Scottish Banster Beatrice. According to the Herald Scotland, Emma Kenny, a behavioural psychologist who has commentated on television shows such as Celebrity Big Brother in the past, also said it was dangerous and incorrect to send a message to people that being overweight can be beautiful or healthy. Bacon is the new tobacco, say experts. According to The Guardian, the reputation of the meat industry will sink to that of big tobacco unless it removes cancer-causing chemicals from processed products such as bacon and ham, a coalition of experts and politicians warned today. Led by Professor Chris Elliott, the food scientist who ran the UK government's investigation into the horse meat scandal, and Dr. Asim Malhotra, a cardiologist. The coalition claims there is a consensus of scientific opinion that the nitrites used to cure meats produce carcinogens called nitrosamines when ingested. Except, as Tim Worstall notes, this attempt to ban nitrites is a thinly veiled attempt to ban bacon. A call to ban the production of bacon and ham using traditional means arrives today. This isn't quite what Asim Malhotra and others say. Instead, they call merely for the production of bacon to not use nitrites. The difficulty with this being that bacon is, closely enough, the preservation of meat using nitrites. Sure, we can preserve meat in other ways, use sodium chloride as in salt preservation for example. We can, freeze, pickle in vinegar, steep in wine. All are meat preservation methods that have been successfully used and we can do that with pork, as has been done at times and places. But none of those methods produce bacon, the point of bacon production being to, well, to produce bacon, isn't it? Everyone, everywhere wants to ban almost everything made of plastic. From The Telegraph. Parents could be told not to wrap their children's sandwiches in cling film under plans to make all schools plastic-free within 3 years, ministers are announced. It comes as the government announces that the 5p charge for shopping bags is to be doubled to 10p, in a major escalation in the war on plastic. The new charge will cover not just major supermarkets but will be extended to 253,000 medium-sized stores and smaller corner shops currently exempted from the rules. Damien Hines, the education secretary, said schools and parents must also now play their part in helping to preserve the environment. He urged head teachers to stop using items such as plastic straws, bottles, food packaging and plastic bags and opt instead for sustainable alternatives. Except as we know the whole single-use plastic scare is hashtag fake news. Christmas and birthday cards depicting alcohol undermine public health, warn experts. According to the Mail, while alcohol-related deaths and illness are increasing across the UK and Public Health England is running campaigns targeting excess alcohol consumption, these cards reflect that many people consider drinking to be harmless and fun. Ultimately, the responsibility for choosing cards lies with the purchaser, so perhaps it is worth reflecting the next time that you choose one whether the message is one that you condone and wish to pass on. Tax everything sweet, subsidize vegetables, demands Britain's nanny-in-chief. According to the Mail, junk food should be taxed and vegetables subsidized to tackle our obesity crisis, Britain's top doctor has demanded. Professor Dame Sally Davis said voluntary agreements with the food industry had failed to sufficiently reduce sugar and salt consumption, and that tough action is now needed to save children from a lifetime of ill health. In a defiant challenge to critics, the chief medical officer said, "Do you want to call that nanny state? If so, I am chief nanny."